Windows or doors sticking? Cracks in your drywall or brickwork? These can be signs of a structural foundation problem. PermaSeal can help with that. Free inspections, transferable warranties, financing, and peace of mind. PermaSeal, 800-421-7325 or permaseal.net.
History from Memorial Day and the true meaning behind it all. Dave Schwann always joins me on Friday nights at 9:30, where we talk a little bit of history, pop culture, historical, all kinds of good stuff. I'm going to ask you this question, Dave. Well, I'm going to talk about this. A 309 sent in a text and said, I'm curious, is it appropriate to say we're celebrating Memorial Day or happy Memorial Day? Now, first of all, celebrating Memorial Day is okay because you're celebrating the fallen and their lives, but you don't wish people a happy Memorial Day. Did you know that?
Yeah, I did. And that was pointed out to me some years ago by someone else, and I thought, good point. More proper to say observing Memorial Day.
Or celebrating our fallen on Memorial Day weekend.
Right,
yes.
Commemorating, yeah. You know, those that, and not only those that, you know, lost their lives in battle, but to thank those who, you know, stepped up to serve and are still serving.
Absolutely. I'm looking at something here that it's not Christmas. Memorial Day was not founded in joy with the promise of bringing glee each year.
Right.
It was established as a way for the country to set aside time to honor the troops who have given their lives in service to America. And, you know, they say don't. You can thank the veterans and people who are currently serving every single day. We should be doing that. That shouldn't be just reserved for Veterans Day. But, you know, they deserve respect every day of the year. But don't thank them just because it's Memorial Day. That's another thing.
That's right. That's right.
Don't disregard Memorial Day's importance through discounts about nearly everything from cars to furniture to pool supplies is not what this holiday is all about. You know, don't let politics keep you from rendering respect as well. Even though if you don't agree with the idea of war, the reasons America goes to war, the policies of a particular president who is the commander-in-chief during a specific war, it doesn't matter. People have defended the people and interests of America for over, of course, 200 years. And your right to disagree with the reasons for war should be separate from your opinion of celebrating those who have fallen. You know, when I lost my friend Shane Mahaffey 19 years ago in Baghdad, you know, there were protesters, you know, at the church on the way to the cemetery, you know, for the funeral. And, you know, there's a time and place for those things.
Yeah. And, you know, having grown up in the Vietnam War era, it was rather confusing for a younger person like me to see this intense argument, debate about, you know, the soldiers being there to continue the fight against communism and to fight for freedom, and then, you know, a protester saying, you know, we should not have been there in the first place. And, of course, you know, eventually Vietnam ending up what it was. But I'll never forget covering, I think it was 1991 or 92, a parade on Michigan Avenue welcoming a belated welcome home and thank you for Vietnam veterans. It was a very, very moving experience.
1991, though.
91.
Which is...
Yes, which was 15...
Yeah,
okay, I'm the world's worst mathematician.
Yeah.
15 years or more since the end of... the Vietnam War, there were some very vicious attacks on some people that served their country. They served their country. They were asked to serve, and they went there.
Yeah, I know people weren't happy about that war, but don't, you know, I would say kill the messenger, but don't disrespect those who went and were called up to serve. Now, it started out Memorial Day as Decoration Day, which kind of was an unofficial beginning around the time of the Civil War, right, Dave?
Right after the Civil War. In fact, the date was April 29th, 1866, 1 year after the end of the Civil War and 1 year after President Lincoln was assassinated. And in Carbondale, Illinois, in Woodlawn Cemetery, there was an observance there. And one of the keynote speakers was a Civil War general and an Illinois native, John A.
Logan, right.
Who spoke, you know, to commemorate those that lost their lives in the Civil War. And then called for a national holiday. A couple of years later, that idea caught on, and by the end of the 19th century, every state had some sort of a decoration day observed. My father always referred to it as Decoration Day because he grew up saying that. Later becoming Memorial Day, honoring all of our fallen veterans. And then finally in 1971, through the Uniform Holiday Act of Congress, Memorial Day was combined into a three-day weekend, as was Labor Day. And, well, we now have President's Day and so forth, Martin Luther King Day. The exception to the rule on that Uniform Act, though, of course, the 4th of July and Christmas.
Right, absolutely. I was going to say Jennifer Logan said, for the purpose of strewing graves with flowers or otherwise decorating the graves of comrades who have died in defense of the country during the late rebellion and whose bodies now lie in almost every city, village, and hamlet churchyard in the land. As you said, Memorial Day became Memorial Day in 67. Doylestown, Pennsylvania is the oldest Memorial Day parade. New York was the first state to declare Memorial Day a holiday. And so there's a little history there as well. Arlington Cemetery averages about 28 funerals a day, by the way. Most municipalities will fly their flags at half staff until noon in recognition of Memorial Day. And Alabama, Georgia, Louisiana, Tennessee, North Carolina, South Carolina, Virginia, and Texas all celebrate still Confederate Memorial Day. Maybe some of it a little quieter than others, but the actual days of observances vary. At 3 p.m., the U.S. will take a minute of silence for the National Moment of Remembrance, and that was former President Bill Clinton who signed that act, establishing it in 2000. There was a speech that Ronald Reagan made at Arlington National Cemetery in 1985 that is the true meaning of Memorial Day. It's a very moving speech that has been referenced over and over as one of Reagan's best, and one that really touched so many people, regardless of what political side of the aisle you are on. Here's President Reagan on the true meaning of Memorial Day.
My fellow Americans, Memorial Day is a day of ceremonies and speeches. Throughout America today, we honor the dead of our wars. We recall their valor and their sacrifices. We remember they gave their lives so that others might live. When he spoke at a ceremony at Gettysburg in 1863, President Lincoln reminded us that through their deeds, the dead had spoken more eloquently for themselves than any of the living ever could, and that we're living could only honor them by rededicating ourselves to the cause for which they so willingly gave a last full measure of devotion.
Speaking at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier on Memorial Day in 1984, President Reagan specifically talked about the unknown soldier from the Vietnam War when he remarked,
"About him we may well wonder, as others have. As a child, did he play on some street in a great American city? Or did he work beside his father on a farm out in America's heartland? Did he marry? Did he have children? Did he look expectantly to return to a bride? We'll never know the answers to these questions about his life. We do know, though, why he died. He saw the horrors of war, but bravely faced them, certain his own cause and his country's cause was a noble one, that he was fighting for human dignity, for free men everywhere. Today, we pause to embrace him and all who served us so well in a war whose end offered no parades, no flags, and so little thanks. We can be worthy of the values and ideals for which our sons sacrificed, worthy of their courage in the face of a fear that few of us will ever experience, by honoring their commitment and devotion to duty and country."
It's President Ronald Reagan, 1985, on the true meaning of Memorial Day. We were talking a little bit earlier about it's a very busy travel weekend as well. I know this afternoon, Dane Neal will take you home during the Lisa Dent Show. Today, Memorial Day Monday, will reach a high about 62 today, chillier than most. Warmest Memorial Day on record was not too long ago. It was 95 degrees in both 2012 and 2018. Dave, you'll remember this one. The coldest was 42 degrees in 1889.
Oh, I remember that. Thank you.
1889.
Thank you.
Yeah. 32 degrees.
I know
actually,
I'm a senior citizen, and I'm still getting used to that. Not that senior.
Measurable rain has fallen on 50 out of 146 Memorial Days on record. You know, I don't know. It might be okay outside today. Just at least the sun is out. That's all I care about. If you're gonna still watch some Memorial Day movies, TV marathons indoors, this is what we have for you. A Band of Brothers is on AMC starting at 10 o'clock this morning. That's a great one. You've watched that one, haven't you, from HBO? Mm-hmm. HBO, Dave, yeah. Let's see here. Behind Enemy Lines is on FX today. Bridge of Spies. The Dirty Dozen. That's a classic one. Turner Classic Movies at 10. The Great Escape at...
Boy, that was a big deal when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah. The Great Escape was. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Pearl Harbor... tonight at 6:30 and 10:15. Saving Private Ryan streaming on Peacock. Platoon is on Amazon Prime. How about Kelly's Heroes?
Yeah.
Kelly's Heroes on Amazon Prime. Clint Eastwood, Telly Savalas, Carol O'Connor, Don Rickles, Donald Sutherland, Gavin McLeod, The Love Boat, and Stuart Margolin, who is like Jim Rockford's friend on the Rockford Files. Think about the cast of that. Like, Rickles was in a lot of those war movies in the 1960s, and good ones.
Yeah, that you said Dirty Dozen, right?
Dirty Dozen.
Yeah, and there was one or two other ones that he was involved with.
Yeah, Run Silent, Run Deep.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's streaming free on Pluto today. It's Clark Gable, Don Rickles, Burt Lancaster, James Arness, Jack Warden. I do like closing out a Memorial Day later in the evening, like watching one of these films.
Yeah. You know, another film that was quite talked about when I was growing up was a war movie called The Bridge on the River Kwai. You know that movie?
Yeah, who was in that?
Sorry. I want to say Alec Guinness.
Okay.
And I don't remember, you know, some of the others, but it was, you know, soldiers with the Allied forces in a prisoner of war camp that was run by Japan, and their mission was to build a bridge over the River Kwai. And, well, I won't give away the ending.
Yeah.
Check it out.
Yeah, check it out. I'm going to say Saving Private Ryan is an excellent one for sure. But mm-hmm. Band of Brothers, if you haven't seen it, I don't even know how many hours that miniseries was, but it's pretty intense, and it really walks you through so much of World War II as well.
I want to make mention very quickly, Dave, that a lifelong friend of mine, his father, served at Normandy. He landed on the beach at Normandy on D-Day.
Absolutely amazing.
And he did talk about his service. You know, he just, I asked him, I said, how did you find out about this? He said, we got our orders, and we went.
Wow. Yeah.